The Challenge of Studying Jesus. A friend of mine, lecturing in a theological college in Kenya, introduced his students to The Quest for the Historical Jesus. This, he said, was a movement of thought and scholarship that in its earlier forms was carried on largely in Germany in the 18th and 19th centuries. He had not gone far into his lecture explaining the search for Jesus when one of his students interrupted him. "Teacher," he said. I knew I was in trouble, my friend commented, as soon as he called me teacher. If the Germans have lost Jesus, that is their problem. We have not lost him. We know him. We love him. Research into Jesus himself has long been controversial, not least among devout Christians. Several people in the wider Christian world wonder if there is anything new to say about Jesus, and if the attempt to say something fresh is not a denial either of the Church's traditional teaching or of the sufficiency of Scripture. I want to grasp this nettle right away and explain why I regard it not just as permissible, but as vitally necessary that we grapple afresh with the question of who Jesus was, and therefore who he is. In doing so, I in no way want to deny or undermine the knowledge of Jesus of which the Kenyan student spoke, and which is the common experience of the Church down the centuries and across widely differing cultures. I see the historical task rather as part of the appropriate activity of knowledge and love, to get to know even better the one whom we claim to know and follow. If even in a human relationship of knowledge and love there can be misunderstandings, false impressions, wrong assumptions which need to be teased out and dealt with, how much more when the one to whom we are relating is Jesus himself? I believe, in fact, that the historical quest for Jesus is a necessary and non-negotiable aspect of Christian discipleship, and that we in our generation have a chance to be renewed in discipleship and mission precisely by means of this quest. I want to explain and justify these beliefs from the outset. There are, however, huge problems and even dangers within the quest, as one would expect from anything that is heavy with potential for the kingdom of God, and I shall need to say something about these as well. There are well-known pitfalls in even addressing the subject, and we may as well be clear about them. It is desperately easy when among like-minded friends to become complacent. We hear of wild new theories about Jesus. Every month or two some publisher comes up with a blockbuster saying that he was a New Age guru, an Egyptian Freemason, or a hippie revolutionary. Every year or two some scholar or group of scholars comes up with a new book full of imposing footnotes to tell us that Jesus was a peasant cynic, a wandering wordsmith, or a preacher of liberal values born out of due time.